queer,
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 queer.
It is real. 4ZZF 102.1.
Now, Shy gets physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
Let's get physical.
It's just gone 9:45. We've just gone from Tanner Derby, featuring the great vocals of Greg Gould. Today is the day that I fell in love with you, Shy Lewis.
Oh, hello.
We fell in love with you long time ago.
I love you guys too. Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good, good.
Your country crush, quick.
It was?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Sorry, you had me on the spot.
And he's stunning. He's a gorgeous 23-year-old country singer who's I think
he looks like a rapper.
He does. That's what I thought.
He breaks.
He's got that youthful flavor, you know.
He's Georgia born though, so that might be part of it.
Yeah.
I didn't really listen
seriously
to the music. It's more about the aesthetics.
Yeah, if you like a bit of, like, you know, he's got tats, the cap backwards.
Yeah, that works.
You know,
always the backwards.
Yep. Very bro.
Mm. Very bro looking. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, I'd go there. Mm.
Oh, sorry, sidetracked, right.
That's all right. But tonight we are not Foo Fightering with Dave Grohl, who is also very impressed with Dave Grohl. I just think Dave Grohl's one of the most impressive musicians and movers and shakers on the planet.
We just don't want a cease and desist letter. That's all.
What? Because we mentioned his
because
name.
Because we got free promotions for
Foo Fighter. That sounds so similar.
Oh.
Like we're going to get a call in a couple minutes.
Well, that segue. We're talking about the flu this segment. So fighting the flu fighting. That's what we're
imagine if the Foo Fighters did because something about flu prevention.
Have you guys been paying attention to the news on how severe
it's been awful.
More antibiotics coming to Brisbane than ever before.
And we haven't even hit the peak of it yet. So I thought it would best get on top of that flu season before it hits hard. Because there's a difference. The difference between the cold and the flu is that the flu really knocks you for six. It's all those high fevers, it's achy bones, it's the tiredness, it's the feeling, it's the really hard hitting like truck feeling that you just can't move. And it does stick around with you for like up to 3-4 weeks sometimes, so yeah. It's really important, otherwise you're going to be out of action for quite a while. So let's talk about stuff.
You have a series of do's and don'ts.
Yep.
Your first do is a don't.
Yeah, cool. These five aren't in any particular order, but these are ones that are really important to making sure that you stay ahead of it. And number one is avoid the drink. Avoid alcohol at all costs during that time.
Because it interferes with?
With your sleep, of all things. I know that we talk about other things, but it stops you sleeping properly, whether it's because you're dizzy from drinking alcohol or whether you've got headaches or whether you're hungover or it also affects your REM sleep too. So
no more Michael Stipes.
No. And this is why I tagged a couple of people, because I know that there's a couple of my ex-clients out there who like to have the nightcap with their drink, and doing that totally disrupts your REM sleep.
Watch breathing.
Don't hold your breath when you do this. But like a good technique
that's
is when you're
what, when you're when you got the flu. Don't breathe.
No. This is sorry. beg your pardon. This is to avoid to other people. So if you see other people around you that have the tissues or are coughing or that sort of stuff, when you go past them, a myth is that you hold your breath, and that's not true. But what you can do is slowly breathe out as you're walking past them, and go past them by an extra 6 to 10 feet and breathing
or
out.
Give them a wide berth.
Give them a wide berth and breathe it.
Ostracize
it,
them. Especially breathing out. Don't make eye contact. Don't talk to them.
Don't do that. But especially breathing out will inhibit those germs and contaminants from coming into contact with you.
Another thing, when you are sneezing, I learned this through the work that I do with the University of Queensland School of Medicine, is to sneeze into your armpit. Because sneezing into your hands,
yeah.
What happens? What do you do with your hands?
Well, the first thing you do is crush your hands together and wipe them together so your germs are all over your hands,
and
of course,
everything
too.
You touch.
Of course.
If you have no opportunity to grab a tissue or get out,
sneeze into your armpit. Oh, that sounds so gross, doesn't it?
Well, that way you're not actually contaminating everybody else.
That's a good point, though. And obviously, all those other extra things like washing your hands too is really important. But we're talking about just a couple of little quirky things. So, next on the list was
protein.
Mix up your proteins, and this is good. Usually, we talk about proteins to help build up your muscle, but in this circumstance, we talk about if there's not enough protein in your diet, then it can lead to quite a low immunity, and that protein helps build that immunity back up.
And certainly for people whose immunity is compromised, and we're thinking of people who live with HIV. If you know there's a very bad flu, and they're not eating right, complicates.
Diet has to be absolutely everything. So along with those proteins and all those different stuff like eggs and meats and all that stuff that you can mix up, it's also really important. I've put onto that list too, mixing overloading with fruit and vegetables too.
As well.
So I always say when I come onto this segment, eat for colour, eat a wide variety of fruit and vegetables. And I'm now saying to all my clients, eat 10 serves of fruit and vegetables a day when you can, up to trying to get to that levels. Can be quite impossible, but we can at least try to get to that point regardless. Anyway.
And eating fresh.
Also those fruits and veggies that I put onto that list too, they're also quite high in protein. So if you wanted to add an extra bit of protein boost to that extra protein and cut back your complex carbs.
I love kale. Seriously, I love kale.
Kale chips are nice.
I just like it fresh. And, you know, it's
well, that's
it's
good. Yeah,
good,
that's
firm,
great.
Leafy stuff is great. Yeah. Almonds I absolutely love. Avocados I love. What else you've got on this?
There's some good stuff on there. There's some pomegranate. There's some all those nuts.
Figs.
Yep. Absolutely.
Figs are yummy.
And the last one's a little bit kooky, but it's true, though. Sipping tea. The idea behind that, whether it's black tea or green tea, is you put a little bit of honey and lemon in the drink, and because you stimulate your nasal hairs, the cilia, not the silica, but the cilia in your nasal hairs and the follicles.
So sipping it.
Yeah. Sipping the tea will open up the follicles
tea,
and filter that air through your nose properly, as well as the honey and the lemon that is an antibacterial and
antioxidant.
Your throat. Yeah.
Can we skip the tea and just like douse ourselves in lemon? Is that an option?
Come on. Tea's
lovely. I love tea. Tea's wonderful.
Tea. I mean, most mornings I have a pot of fresh green tea made with leaf tea, and I usually
will mix
some a swirl of honey in there. It's nice.
Beautiful.
Mm. You know, I have... And chilies are very good, aren't they? Chilies are very good.
Chilies will be another one that opens up the cilia as well. But it also stimulates your digestive system and
I often have chili flakes in my porridge.
Not tea. That's my mistake.
Porridge, that's a little bit odd.
I should stop doing that.
Everyone looks at me when I say I put chili flakes in my porridge. Go and try it, you lot.
It's bold.
I'll stick to my Nutella on my oats, thanks, yeah.
Nutella on your porridge.
Yeah, it's so good. Just a dollop of
chocolate. You are a European descent, aren't you? I mean, Nutella is such a European descent thing.
It's delicious.
Shai, thank you so much for bringing us the ways that we can flu fight this season, the worst flu season Australia's seen.
Yeah, obviously, get on top of it.
Obviously, we would support, provided you have no allergic reaction, absolutely get the flu shot.
Exactly.
Don't listen to these nonsense anti-vaxxers. It's just garbage. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the majority of the population getting a flu shot.
No, Josh and I had our flu shots, and we haven't been... Oh, Josh had a little tiny cold, but he was able to fight that
and
off.
And look at him out there in the green room now. He just looks smiling and he's happy.
He's already run half an hour.
That's because he's getting attention, that's why.
Is he... Speaking of attention, is he... ball out for the calendar this year?
He's not. We did take a couple of personal intimate shots while we were down in the studio.
That's enough. I think we can move on from there. And
but you know, we don't even know whether I'm going to be in the calendar yet, because there's lots of good talent, and so it's still up in the air with the formatting, and who can say who's going to be in it this year?
Who can say?
I'm hoping, yeah.